Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Tammy. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you today?
Yes, I'd like to file a new claim.
Okay. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thanks for asking. How about you?
I'm here. Just made it here, so I'm just starting my shift. What's your social, please?
Yes, ma'am. 416-374-7751.
I have 416-374-7751. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Thank you. And could you please verify your name?
Yes, Turquoise Cooper.
Date of birth, please.
12/23/1989.
Okay. And your mom's maiden name, please.
Hey, good.
Thank you very much. Okay. And we're filing the claim today. Okay. All right.
Hey.
Good. Okay. I'm looking on here, Turquoise Cooper. All right, no name change. Verify your date of birth. Email, yes. Okay. English is your preferred language, correct?
English, yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Force?
You said direct, I'm sorry to follow.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. These are just questions that they didn't ask. I see you have your Alabama driver's license, 9530670. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And if you approve for benefits, are we doing direct deposit or benefit card?
Direct deposit.
Okay. Checking or savings?
Checking.
Okay. And I need your route number and your bank account, please.
Okay. I'm just pulling that out right now for my first session. Okay, my routing number is 03-11-01279.
I have 03-11-01279. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, your bank account number, please.
156-148-101-868.
Okay. 156-148-101.
And then
868.
I have 156-148-101-868.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct. Thank you. Could you please verify your address?
Yes, 6108 Jennifer Lane, Montgomery,
okay.
Alabama.
Okay, ma'am. They have 2141 Tullish Drive.
Yes, that's my mailing address.
Okay, so are we leaving that on there?
Yeah, you can go ahead and leave that on there.
Okay. Is resident address different from above mailing address?
Yes. But did I need to put my resident address on there, or is you can just go ahead and leave this?
I can just leave
there.
That on there.
Okay.
Okay, 3540768 is your number, 334.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Tellers Drive, where is that?
Tellers Drive, that's my,
No,
well,
I'm saying what part? Is that in Ridgecrest?
No, that's in Normandale. Over there by
Normandale. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay, we're in Montgomery, so.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, base office is here in Montgomery on Carmichael, and I'm living there. That's when we said Tellis Drive. That's okay.
Okay. Are you guys hiring by chance?
Yeah, you have to come out here on Carmichael Road.
Okay.
What color is your 1989 Oldsmobile Cutlass? Black, brown, dark green, or maroon?
Oh, I never had a Cutlass.
Okay. Your 1989 Oldsmobile Cutlass. Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 230 Union Road, 3301 Fountain Lane, 4720 Clear Creek Parkway or 645 Mays Bend Road. Whenever none of
3301.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1349 Stonehenge Road, 33.
Yep.
That's the one. Okay. Okay. Did you receive notification? Did you get a trade? Did you do a trading? Okay. Did you receive notification? No. Okay. Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes.
Okay. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
Yes.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Okay, was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yes.
Okay, what was your last day of work?
February the 10th.
Okay, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Did you work for yourself, own a business?
No.
Okay. Are you currently working on commission?
No.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time employment?
Yes.
Okay. Have you applied for, are you receiving workman compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Well, I was released.
Okay, that'd be no. Okay, what was your job title?
Customer service rep.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
Okay, and who was that company? Okay, you got some. Okay, who was it that you was working for? VX1 Global? VXI, okay. Okay, well, can I have a phone number for them, please?
Oh, wow. I don't have a direct number for them because we did everything with email and their little chat box.
They're going to need some type of number, ma'am, because they're going to have to call somebody.
I can check. Can I do pull up their HR in 1 second?
Let me see. Do you have an email address for them?
Yes.
What is that? But I'm going to still, you know, if you can get the HR, that's fine. But let me put this email in because it won't let me go further.
The lady that they have for their 1 second. Okay, I have a number. It's going to be 330.
Hold on. 330.
588.
6250. I have 330-588-6250.
Yes, ma'am. And I have an extension number as well.
Okay, let's see if it's gone. EXT. It's not going to even let me put it in there. Okay, you got the email address? I have 330-588-6250, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and give me that email address.
It's going to be virtual.
Spell it out, please.
V-I-R-T-U.
A L.
Then it's gonna be underscore.
Is that no space, right?
Yes.
It's a space?
Oh, it's going to be no space. It's going to be like a little line in between at the bottom.
Okay, virtual underscore C-S-C-O-R-E.
It's going to be like underscore, like a little, that's the little exclamation, like this is the underlying.
Okay,
mark
hold
on.
Your, okay, ma'am. So, V-I-R.
T-U-A-L.
A-L, okay. And it's like a slash?
Yes, but it's the one below, not the one like you use for the phone number. It's going to be like the underscore, the bottom.
Okay. Underscore. R-R-E.
You're not typing it. That's what the key it is on the keyboard, the underscore key.
Okay. Virtual. Okay. Underscore. Then what?
Then it's going to be site.
Site.
S-I-T-E.
S-I-T-E.
Then another underscore.
Okay.
H-R. Then at VXI.com.
H-R. And what else?
At VXI.com.
At VSI.
VXI.com. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what was your date start of employment?
I started that job in September.
Okay.
No, yeah, September of last year.
September, I need a date, a month, date, and year.
Okay. Let's see. The date I started was...
The closest
okay,
date.
September 27th.
Ma'am?
September 27th, 2021.
Okay, and last day worked?
On February the 10th.
Okay. And can I have the city and state that you worked in, please?
Well, I work from home, so it was just right here.
Montgomery, Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, did you receive vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from that employer?
No.
Okay. That's your last employer. Okay. Why are you no longer working with them? Quit, discharge, other, or lack of work?
Lack of work.
Okay.
It was, yeah.
Okay, and then you gave me your bank account, right? So your money will come to your bank account, correct? You didn't do it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, what is the world? Let me see. Okay. Okay, you know what? They cannot. VX Global Solutions, that's what you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I have to add this in here because it says they can't find them. Because it's not Sykes Enterprise, that's Sykes. That was a telemarketing, correct?
Yes. It's VXI Global Solution. It was on the FIS. You can probably try to find it. But the main people is VXI.
Okay, but it's not. It got a green. It won't let me take in it. It says I got to find something else. So what else was it? Did you have another name for it? Because it tells me to add. I have to add it in.
VIS FIS, try that one. That was the campaign I was under.
FIS?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we're going to have to add it in there because it's not going to let me go any further. Okay, employer. Mm-hmm. I know it's, what you said, FIX?
FIS, like in Sam.
FIS? What is
yes,
it?
Ma'am.
Just FIS what?
That's all it is.
Okay, this, I'm searching it and it, okay, it pulled up so much stuff, the FIS, and oh my God.
So it's like food assistance. That's what I did, like food assistance.
I see Fisher Tank, Cedar Park Fishing. It's telling me FI, Big Fish Trading. It's showing me a lot of different things.
So I'm guessing there's going to be the VXI. That's the only one I can say, because that's the company I worked for.
Okay, so this is not your first time filing, and this is who you used?
See, when I filed the last time, it was when I had COVID.
Okay, well, they're not doing that.
Okay, so then you kind of, now before that, it was a long time ago after that I filed then.
Right. It's not long. Oh, God. It's got so, if you could see Captain Mike's Deep Fishing. Is it something with fish or it's food?
No, I work like EBT, food assistance. That's what I did.
EBT? Maybe
yes,
I
ma'am.
Should put that in.
Because that's what I did. That's the job I did.
EBT, food assistance?
Yes, ma'am.
EBT? Food, I'm gonna say assistant. Let me see if that can do something. Okay, no, it says employee not found. Okay, do you have an address? Do you know the address or anything for them?
I can pull up one.
I'm gonna put it under EBT food assistant. Okay, you know what? No, I'm not. I'm going to go ahead and go back and pull what you have. Oh, Lord. Okay. What was it that you just gave to me?
I'm talking about the EBT or which FIS?
Yeah, the first one.
Oh, VXI?
Yeah, not VXI, but you, yeah, I guess it would be XI, do you have, and what was that? VXI what?
Global Solution.
Global Solution?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We just did another one before the EBT. What was that we looked under?
Come on, FIS?
Yes, FIS. That's okay. You know what, though? We're going to do the EBT. Go ahead, EBT. What was that? EBT what?
Food assistant.
Okay. Assistant. Okay. Okay. And then
all
do
right.
You have an address?
I'm trying to pull up one now. Okay, I have 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Then it got West Loop.
Cool.
West Loop,
West.
Like W, then Loop.
Okay. Okay, West Loop. And this is what city?
Was in Lubbock. It's L-U.
L-U.
B-B.
B-B.
O-C-K.
O-C-K.
And then it's in Texas.
Okay, I got to pull it. Okay, hold on. Okay, and do they have a zip code?
Yes,
79407. 79407? Yes,
ma'am.
Okay, see that? Okay, what we did was we added that in there, so that's what I'm going to have to use.
Okay.
Okay, you don't have a phone number, though, do you?
I have another office number. It could be 806. Hold up, not that. I'm gonna get the other one. 1 second. Cause that was the training number. My bad.
Okay.
Okay, so this number is gonna be 330.
330.
588.
588.
6250.
Okay. And what was the start date again? We're gonna do the start date with them again.
9/27/2021.
And the last day worked again was
February the 10th.
2022. And what state you said, Montgomery, Alabama, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. 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 And you didn't get no vacation pay, none of that stuff. Okay. And we say lack of work, correct?
Correct.
Okay, let's see. We're not doing a benefit card. Okay. It keeps saying you, no UCFE employee found, add employee, change work, federal. Question.
So do I need, instead of putting my city and state in, would I just put theirs?
Yes, yes. Yeah, we're going to have to try that, ma'am. What's their city and state?
Okay, their city and state was because I know it was in Texas. Okay. It was the city is LUBB.
LUBE.
Oh, BB. B is a boy.
Okay. You said LUB.
B.
B.
OCK.
OCK.
Yes, ma'am, in Texas.
T-E-X-A-S?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we're going to see if this will work. No, it isn't. Mm-mm. Here. Fourteen Foods, LLC. It won't do the VX. It won't do it. I don't know why.
Oh, so it's like what?
It is saying okay, let me see something if it'll let me override that. No, it said no UCFE employer found. Add employer or change work federal question.
I don't know, because that's the company I work with, BXI, so I don't know.
I don't either. It's a change of federal question. Let's see. See, it's not. It's not. It's not doing it, honey. It's not doing it. Okay, I'm trying to see if it's any other one that you can, because it shows no wages for that. And the VXI Global Solutions, it shows like $4,000 in wages, but the EBT, food assistance, no.
Well... Is there a way that, well, I know I'm going to speak to someone after this call. You can use my sites as my last one, because that's what I had before that one then.
Sites? Okay.
Yes. Then I just talk to the representatives when they call.
When they come, right, okay. That's, thank you for thinking of that, because I was trying to figure out something. You got the number for sites?
Give me 1 second, I can pull that number up. Oh,
Okay, site phone number is 334 395 5338.
Okay, 334-395-5338.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and we're gonna go with employment start date. Gotta do them, you know, the employment start date with them.
Oh wow, that's a while back. I would just give
this. We can use the, because when the representative put college, somebody else called you. We can, you want to use the date for the last one that you're filing for?
All right. Okay, it's gonna be the 9/27.
Okay, 9/27. What did it start?
2021.
And then ending date was what?
February 10th.
2022. Okay, yeah, and that's in.
And you said, what was that in?
Okay. Okay, and what we saying, Montgomery, and it won't even let you do that date. Nope, you're going to have to, it's not even letting you do that date. Because you said you started, your start date was 9/27/20. Okay, yeah, we're not, it won't let us even do that one. You know when you started with Sykes? And end it with site.
I can pull that up on my email. Let's see. Because I know it was in 2020. I'm trying to get the correct date.
If you can do the month and the date, we know it was 2020, and then we can go with the 20, you know.
Just all right, so month. You can just put March, March 15, 2020?
Okay.
And you can put the end in November, well, not November, September 20. Okay. 21.
Okay, yeah. City and state that you worked in with them.
Okay, I know. Okay. Because I know when I tried to do it online, it kept giving me an error too, so that's why I didn't do it online.
Okay, did you, with Sykes, did you work here in Montgomery?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I'm. Okay, you ain't see okay. And I'll say last employee, yes. And what was the reason for the separation with them? Lack of work or quit, discharge, other?
That's when COVID hit, so it was kind of, you could just say lack of work.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, this thing still will not. What is going on? Because it shows no wages with them.
What's that?
Yep.
Oh, wow. I have wages with that.
I know. Oh, I have mercy.
So that aside, you don't have Mark 1 on there as well?
I got ADP Total Sources. FCI Gaming.
Okay, there we go. That's what they probably did. What? You said ADP?
ADP Total Sources, FLF, yes. I got them.
Okay, so they probably put it, because when I received my stuff for EBT, it was under ADP.
ADP?
Like, that's what my, Yes, that's what I receive my money under, ADP.
Okay, well, let's do a number again. So you have to keep doing, what was that? What was the number for ADT or EBT something?
Not ADP. Wow, I don't know why they got it like this. Mm. Let's see. So just give you my VXI number then?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go back to it. It is 330-954. Oh, excuse me. My bad. That was the fax number. It's going to be 558.
Hold on, ma'am. Okay, so it's not 330?
Oh, it's 330. Instead of 954, it's going to be 558.
6250. Okay, and then we go again, the employment start date.
2021. Until February the 10th, 2022.
Okay, that was here in Montgomery, correct?
Yes.
Let's see this. Okay. And we said it was lack of work.
Yes.
It still won't let me in. Okay, let me see.
So what else we can do?
Because it won't. It won't let you. It said no federal something. I don't know, ma'am.
Well, I could just try that later.
Okay, let's see what, because I don't know what's going on. They won't let us do it. I mean, seriously.
Yeah,
I'm trying to go back all the way. Maybe it's because of certain, yeah, I'm trying to. I'm making sure I dotted all my I's and crossed all my T's, and I'm going back and checking. And it ain't.
Okay. Well, I do thank you for your help, though.
Okay. Wait a minute. Okay. I mean, because, see, you have to look back to the smallest of things, and that's one of the things. I hate letting something beat me, but I'm going to go back and see again. Cause
okay.
One thing on here that okay, and I'm marking, checking everything. Okay. Yeah, cause I don't know. Did all the thing? I asked all the questions. The work you come? Did all that? Did you employ? You know. You did this as far as your customer service is. Okay, let's see this. It is. I don't know why. And it still said no UCFE employee found. Add employer or change work federal question to no. It just won't let me in. Yeah, may have to call back.
No,
I'm sorry.
That's okay. You try.
Yes,
well, I do
ma'am.
Appreciate that.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye.